We cross over to Turkey, and we focus with regards to Turkey's Erdogan approves constitutional reform bill. We're joined on the line by Tubanur Somnez, political scientist who lives in Ankara. Tubanur, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Jazakum Allah khair for chatting to us and taking out the time to speak to us on Radio Islam. We hope that you had a good trip to South Africa and that everything is well in Turkey. Looking at the story at hand, Erdogan has approved constitutional reform bill. Tell us what is this means for the layman.
Thank you very much. Actually, it's not a new discussion in Turkey. For a long time, Turkey, our politicians were trying to find a better government system because, you know, the current system, current constitution was prepared by the Turkish military regime after the 1980 military coup in Turkey, which so many people died on that time and so many people were jailed unjustly by the military regime. And when they come to power by force, they prepared a constitution. And till now, we have been using that constitution of 1980. So this is the common will of our people and our politicians to change to be a more civil constitution for Turkey. People deserve a better governance system. So that's a common will. That's why we decided to elect our president directly by the votes of people. Previously, the president was not elected by the people, so he was not responsible to the people as well, to the nation as well. For the new, in the new constitution, president will be more responsible. The people, the parliament, will be able to question the president. So, in contrast to what is said, what is tried to be spread by the some media outlets, this new system, we call it executive presidential system, will actually limit the power of president.
That is interesting that you say it limits the power of the president, because many are looking at this and you know, they are observing and analyzing it as though the president is giving himself more powers, and you know, that we now it will be literally a one man show, one man rule. That is how it's being viewed by many. Is that not the case?
No, I would disagree with that completely. If people are talking in that way, they should prove it. So when I look at the draft amendment which is proposed by AK Party, which is government, and the National Nationalist Movement Party, which is the opposition, they both come together and wanted these changes. And on April 16th, people will go for referendum voting. And for now, polls show that most of the people will vote for yes. This is the will that we have been asking for many years. It will limit the powers, yes, because there will be a responsible president. Before, president was, I mean, in the current system, president is powerful but unquestionable. In the new system, when people look at the amendments, they will read it in the amendments. Parliament will be able to question the president directly, and the system will be more civil, more democratic. And by the way, this is not a change of regime. Just a system will change, because there are some groups in Turkey, they are scared that the Republican, democratic and secular regime will change. No, it will not. It is just a system change, and just for a better governmental system. So the Republican regime and democratic, secular and state of law situation in Turkey will stay, of course. And both, I can say, legislative and executive powers,
yes,
will be subjected to the will and control of the nation. So that is obviously, it seems that something going to be better.
You portray it as being better, but then why does it seem as though the Turkish community is split on this poll, suggests that the Yes campaign and the No campaign are almost the same level? Why are Turks so split on these changes?
I think people did not get the benefits of the new system, of the proposal, of the new constitution yet. We have still around 60 days till the referendum, and now the discussion has started. Before it was more ideological. Society is polarized in some cases. Sometimes we support something as we support the football team. Some people supporting Erdogan, some people are opposing Erdogan, just for his character, just for ideological reasons. So I strongly recommend everybody who is interested in Turkish politics to read the amendments, because if we make the discussions without reading the changes, it will go to the same door. So it's better to put the current constitution and the draft constitution, new constitution, and see the differences. That's what I did, and I've seen a better one and more civil one. I see political deadlocks due to coalitions in the future will not be repeated. So the political fragmentation and identity politics would be avoided. There will be more justice in representation. The youth will have more power because age of to be elected will be decreased to 18. So we will be able to see 18 years of young representatives in the parliament. The parliament will be strengthened because the numbers will be increased as well. There will be 600 members of parliament. And that will be more effective and accountable governance.
Reports indicate that Erdogan offers citizenship to Syrian and Iraqi refugees. This is obviously a wonderful gesture on his part. Is Turkey still doing a lot to help refugees coming in?
There are new refugees coming in every day. From one hand, we are trying to provide a better life for those refugees. Turkey is the largest refugee hosting country in the world. More than 3 million refugees are now in our territory, in the camps and outside the camps, because the camp numbers are very limited. Around 300,000-400,000 people are living in the camps, but outside in the big cities, Istanbul, Ankara, and especially the border cities of Syria are hosting most of the refugees. They are working, but in order to be better integrated and have better rights, citizenship is very important. So yes, really, it's a gesture from our president for our refugee brothers and sisters. They will also contribute to Turkish community and Turkish society with their abilities, with their experiences. So both parties would be gaining, but also there needs some political solutions for the problem. Our president emphasizes no-fly zone recently. That's very important. Like 4,000 or 5,000 kilometers squares no-fly zone will create a terror-free space within the Syrian territory. So it will help to solve humanitarian crisis. Also, from other side, our military, our soldiers are trying to clear the Al-Bab from the Daesh militants. Both sides, from political and military, also from societal levels, we need to work in cooperation with the international powers as well. A few days ago, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres was in Turkey, and he launched an international appeal to share the burden of Turkey over the Syrian refugee crisis. So it's a long-term process, but the citizenship is a big step.
Yes, undoubtedly. We appreciate your time on Radio Islam. Tabanur, Jazakum Allah Khair for speaking to us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you.
That was Tubanur Sumnes speaking to us from Turkey about the certain changes to the constitution. And as she said, that it's being viewed in different ways, but the fact is that Erdogan is making himself more accountable to the greater community. You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International.